From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, along with Alex Chadwick. Hi, Alex.
Madeline, greetings from Kansas City and the historic train station, Union Station.
And what are you doing there in the train station?
Well, you know, we've come here to get this view from the middle, which Kansas City is, just about the geographical center of the country, the population center, too.
And who did you speak with?
We're going to start hearing from them, but we want to begin with this writer we found who we really like. His name is Whitney Terrell. And Madeline, I wanted his advice on how could day-to-day come here out of towners to Kansas City and not make fools of ourselves with the locals. And he said, don't worry, you're in Kansas City.
Kansas Cityans generally are so pleased when somebody comes to talk to them at all that you could practically say anything, and I think that we would mostly be happy. This city is interesting. It's interesting because it has the complications of any big, thriving metropolis. Look for the oddball stuff. Ask the questions that mystify you, and you'll probably stumble onto the interesting parts of the city.
We hope that we've done that, and we're going to start here with a question for several people. What does it mean to be in the middle?
I'm Kathleen Sebelius. I'm the governor of Kansas. We're the dead center of the United States. If somebody closes their eyes and puts a finger in the middle of a map, that's us. That's a familiar place to be. I think it means in the political world an opportunity to find consensus as opposed to finding ways to fight with one another, making people understand how much they have in common, and hopefully moving forward on initiatives where there is a lot of agreement and a lot of opportunity for success.
My name is Cheryl Brown Henderson, and I am founder and president of the Brown Foundation and one of the three children of Oliver Brown, for whom Brown versus the Board of Education is named.
What does it mean to be in the middle?
We're a little smug being in the middle because the problems that you hear about on the East and West Coast, it takes at least a decade for those problems to present themselves in our part of the world. The other thing about being in the middle is that Kansas is historically significant. It was the state of Kansas that did battle to halt the westward expansion of slavery and succeeded, mind you, at halting the westward expansion of slavery and actively recruited formerly enslaved people to come from the South to live in Kansas.
From the middle, let's see.
Things are a little bit slower here.
You get a nice mixing of people.
The rest of the country has a misconception that the middle is kind of backwards.
Do you have like running water or electricity?
We are every bit as cultured and...
It's not like there's cows out walking around like most people would think.
We're here and we are very much a lot like you.
To me, the Midwest signifies a kind of hospitality that's hard to find anyplace else.
And we don't need to be so rude.
I'm Whitney Terrell. I'm the author of The King of Kings County and The Huntsman. The Midwest is an incredibly important place and has a ton of material. The issues that are most painful and difficult for the nation to deal with are being played out in their rawest form. If you want to look for abortion or anti-abortion activists, this is where you come. If you want to look for what's happening on family farms, this is where you come. If you want to look at the red-blue split and divide where you have an extremely Republican county in Johnson County and you have an extremely Democratic county in Jackson County, Missouri, this is where you come. All of these issues that are being played out in the country are being played out here most explicitly.
Actually, to be from the middle, it's all about the people. I think like everyone is just genuinely kind and willing to help each other out.
It's cheap.
Well, it means a lot because we are part of this country.
L.A., I've been to L.A., and it's too fast. And
friendship means maybe a little bit more. Family values mean a little bit more.
A lot of times you just want to say, slow down, you're moving too fast, you know.
I think they could learn from us as to getting along with others.
The quality of life is amazing.
We in the middle of the country are very well grounded.
It gives us an ability to see both sides of a coin.
Everyone seems to be like everyone else.
You hear what maybe the East Coast thought, West Coast thought, and without having to be in the middle of all that allows you to process better.
Peace is very important to us here.
Senator Robert Dole, tell us, what does it mean to you to be in the middle, to come from the middle?
It means independence, pretty high appreciation for values, basic values, you know, hard work. You know, we think we have a lot of common sense in the Midwest. The middle doesn't mean that you're without conviction, that you don't understand the issues. It doesn't mean you're going to compromise everything that comes down the middle of the road. But it does mean you have an open mind, you're willing to listen. And there are times when compromise is necessary. Sometimes things can't be compromised, and you just have to fight it out. So I don't want to leave the impression of being sort of middle of the road, where I think most Kansans and Missourians are, particularly in that area you're in. We have strong convictions, but that doesn't mean we can't get together and work things out.
That's Senator Dole. We'll be hearing more from some of these people later in the program and this week as we broadcast from Kansas City.
And we'll be hearing more from you later on in the program. Thanks, Alex.
Okay, talk to you again, Madeline.